KXCI celebrates International Women's Day.
Here at KXCI, we've invited some friends from UNIDAS to come and share their perspectives. I'm here right now with Selene Carter. Hi, Selene.
Hello.
Can you tell me a little bit about UNIDAS?
So UNIDAS is a girls' philanthropy program, and girls in high school from all different high schools in southern Arizona have the opportunity to come together and just hang out and debrief about school and everyday sexism and politics, just anything we think needs to be changed. And we're all very ambitious and we all want to make a change and we're all very into social justice. So it's nice to have that community. And we all go to the Women's Foundation luncheon. We have visitors from the community who are usually women, of course. And they're really there to empower us and teach us that we can really do anything we want to do. We've had politicians come and CEOs of companies and just very intelligent women come and speak to us. And then we always debrief our conversations. Then we decide what we're really passionate about, which we have to narrow it down to one issue we're passionate about, which is very hard. But then we send out a call for grant proposals, and then we get to give out money.
Well, that's nice. And what sort of issues do you feel personally that are facing girls and women in southern Arizona?
That's a really tough question. I would say accessibility to healthcare and sexual education. I know for me, a high school student in a public school, it's very sad to take a health class and your human growth and development unit is abstinence only focused. When you do talk about contraceptives, the teachers don't give it a good rep, say, oh, it's never going to work.
So then, what are your hopes for the future?
So for my future, I hope there'll be equal opportunity for men and women. I want to go to college, of course. I really want to move to the East Coast, probably.
Are there any women that you could say were influential for you?
My grandmother, actually. I'm Jewish. Of course, she's Jewish, too. She grew up in a time when women, or young girls, didn't have bar or bat mitzvahs and couldn't read from the Torah. And she had one. That's inspiring. And she also went to college. That wasn't the norm for women back in the day. And then she knew what she wanted to do after college, and she knew what she wanted to do with her life.
Here at KXCI, we've been celebrating International Women's Day every year. What does International Women's Day mean to you?
It's a fun, nice day, and you see people smiling. There's just a nice energy to that day.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy International Women's Day.
You too.
Hey, thanks.
Support for KXCI and this special International Women's Day program is provided by Marshall Foundation. Marshall Foundation enhances the lives of Tucson and Pima County women and families through the support and charitable organizations involved in education, social services, and early childhood development.